Rabigat grave is called clinging upadana.
不断的爱这个漂亮的你中的就是取。
So there are three causes. Number one, ignorance. Number two, grave. Number three, clinging.
所以它有三种,
无名, 爱跟取。 Based on these defilements, you offer flowers to the Bhoga. When you are offering flowers to the Bhoga, if you have happy feeling, at the time, there are 34 mental factors.
因为这三个烦恼的因素呢，所以你就供花，因为你要从一个漂亮的里种，所以就供花，像佛供花，到了像塔供花，供花。
那么的时候，如果你供花的时刻是很快乐的呢，那个时候呢，供的上的四种明法在你心中升起。These 34 mental formations are also nature and familiar, as well as they arise, they pass away in previous life. But when after dissolution, their dissolution, they left behind the karmic force. You should try to understand this karmic force. What is karmic force? It is not easy to understand. But if you have enough concentration, then concentrated mind can understand the Dhamma as they really are.
这三十四种明法呢，也叫做行，它们也是无常的，无常苦，不断的生命在无常受苦的压迫，也受无常的压迫呢是苦，那么有一个主宰着我，所以它们是无常苦无我的。 但是他们灭掉过后呢，留下了业力，什么是业力呢？这个业力非常难明，但是如果你有充分的定力的话呢，你就能够如实知见这个法，也能够了解这业力。If you see the coming force, at that time you should try, this is one side coming force.
Another side is internal, you are battling in my moment, there is study materialities. You should try to see both sides. First light, coming forth, present light, study types of materiality, internal battling in moment. You should try to see this two again and again. If this coming force produces this materiality, at that time you will understand their causal relationship between cause and effect. Or this karma produces this materiality. Or if you see causal relationship between cause and effect, in the same way you should also try to understand body for mentality in the same way. At that time only you will understand this Samudaya Sijja, the origin of dukkha, produce this dukkha sijja in the of birth lingering moment, birth lingering.
所以，当你在观这个业力的时候呢，你观一边的，然后另外一边呢就是结生事，那结生事的时候呢，你可以看到三个种色法，然后你看到因为过去的业力呢，过去式的业力呢，产生这一世结生事这三个种色法，所以你看到了业，因为业产生了这一世的色法。 这就是因果关系，这是因果关系。那你看到这样，这个因为过去的业的产生了这一次结成的三十种色法呢，同时呢，你也可以看到过去的业呢产生这一次的三十四种明法。然后因为这样呢，你就明白了，因为集地的关系呢，过去是集地的关系呢，而这一次的苦地。
If you understand past causes produce present effect, past samudaya sijja produce present dukkha sijja. In the same way, you should also try many past lives or many future lives up to the end of your future.
所以如果你这样了解呢，因为过去的因产生现在的果。 或者是过去的疾病呢产生现在的苦地呢，你应该观很多的过去式。
These two noble truths, the noble truth of suffering, by clinging aggregates, and the noble truth of the origin of suffering, by first causes. These are the object of vipassana. These are called formations. If you can contemplate these formations as anicca, impermanent, dukkha, suffering, and anatta, non-self, systematically according to the different stages of vipassana insight.One day, when you are insight become mature, at the end of your insight knowledge, part in fruition knowledge will arise. That part in fruition knowledge will realize Nibbana. That Nibbana is called the Nirodha Sajja, the noble truth of the cessation of dukkha. Noble eightfold paths, which are associated with your insight or as well as with your part knowledgeThey are called the noble truth of the path leading to the cessation of suffering.
So,
these two
paths
are
the two paths.这行法呢，如果你能够观这个行法的无常、苦、无我呢，然后通过不同层次的观智啊，我们有十种观智嘛，通过不同层次的观智呢，慢慢的你的观智就会成熟。当你的观智成熟的时候呢，你就证到了道跟果。这个道跟果呢，就取涅槃为所缘。那这个涅槃呢，也就是灭谛啊。在你证到这个灭谛的时候呢，发生道是跟这个面壁相应的，这发生道呢，也就是道地。
So if you understand these four noble truths, stage by stage, up to arhat stage, your arhat path knowledge will identify all defilements, all things completely without remainder. Other than you will free from this crown of three paths.
如果你能够了解，像有层次的了解的四圣谛呢，到最后呢，你能够证到阿罗汉道。这个阿罗汉道果能够灭掉所有的劫，那时候呢，你就是脱离了整个生死的轮回。
Today's lesson is about our tomato.
Yeah.
Any question? You can discuss.
So any book, what you have today, any book connected to what you have today, related to what you have today?
Maybe one lady told me, which book? Maybe they are the light of wisdom.
Knowing
and seeing, they translated into Chinese books. Mahasri Vrana Sutta, there are three books and this one. Three books. Chinese in Chinese. Mahasri Vrana Sutta, knowing and seeing, and the light of wisdom.
Maybe
你可以同时讲两种语言，会比较准确。
related question, how is the observing the past materiality different from the supernormal power of the collection of the past life?
You can read Samadhi Sutta of Sanyukta Nikaya.สมาธิภิกขุเอภาเวทะสมาหิโตภิกขุภิกขุยัตถะพุทธังปัจจานติภิกขุ develops concentration a bhikkhu who is concentrated can understand the dhamma as they really are. What does he understand as it really is? He understands this is the noble truth of suffering. He understands this is the noble truth of the origin of sufferingThis is the noble truth of the origin of suffering part. He understands. First, he should try number one. In every city, he must try to enter into jhana. What type of jhana is better? Especially if you practice anabana. Every city, you must try anabana padjan, anabana abdhupot jhana.Based on that anabana jhana, that anabana jhana produces strong, powerful light. With the assistance of that light, if you discern four elements in your body, you can clearly understand. But if you can discern ultimate mentality, materiality in your own body, again you must discern ultimate mentality and materiality externally also. This is just that is mentioned in Mahasri Ghana Sutta.
那么灵感你本要了解之后呢，灵感先研究那个相应部的定经啊，定经里面佛陀讲说，比丘修，你要修习定，还要培育定。一个有定力的人呢，能够如实知见真实法。什么真实法呢？就是苦定、集定、灭定跟道定。他甚至讲要见到这个真实法呢，刚开始一定要先。禅定要先修禅定，初禅、二禅、三禅、四禅，尤其是四禅，因为在四禅里面呢，会产生很强的光，那个很强的光，这个强的光就能够帮助你如实见到这个真实法。然后呢，这个 light 记得。
你 depending on with the assistance of that light, if he discern four elements, meditation system, medically, internally, and externally.He can discern ultimate mentality and mentality internally and externally both.
通过这个强的光呢，你可以观这个四大，观这个四大呢，不只是内的，还要观外的。哦，所以通过这个定力的，那你可以同时观到内外四大。
This is not psychic power. This is the inside knowledge only.Inside knowledge also can discern ultimate materiality and mentality internally and externally both.
这个呢不是
那个粉红，这是观智，因为观智的关系呢，观智也可以让一个人呢审查内跟外。If you can discern ultimate mentality and materiality internally and externally, other than you should try to discern ultimate mentality and materiality backward. Slowly.This morning, ultimate materiality, mentality. Yesterday, ultimate mentality, materiality. Three people yesterday, ultimate mentality, materiality. In this way, slowly, you should try to discern ultimate mentality and materiality. Up to birth, language, mind, moment.
那你
这个
通过这个方式呢，你可以观到这个究竟名色。累自己的究竟名色跟外的究竟名色，那慢慢的呢，能够观察这点呢，你应该往后推一天、两天、三天、四天，一直到结生世，结生世的名色。
If you get this up to birth, linking my moment, ultimate mentality, materiality, you should try to get this ultimate mentality, materiality forward. Then you will see, in the end of death,There are also five gregates, ultimate mentality, materiality. You can also discern this ultimate mentality, materiality. This is inside knowledge, not psychic power.
你如果能够这样观到呢，你再往前推的时候呢，你就会观到了死亡世。死亡世你可以看到五蕴或者是究竟名色相，这个只是观世而已，并不是神通。
Incarnate, you are now studying Sanyukta Nikaya.In Kanda Vaika Sanyukta, 5 aggregate session. There is one sutta, Kichaniya Sutta. In that sutta, Buddha directly explains, inside knowledge also gained, Desa, Ultimate, Materiality, Mentality, all five aggregates of past life. Buddha directly explains, not this is sex power.
在三因部呢，有一本经典呢，佛陀本自觉的讲到，这个观自呢，能够观到究竟名色法。But without this,
if you discern first, it is impossible. You must discern systematically. Number one is most important thing is you must discern the noble truth of suffering, this is by clinging aggregates or ultimate mentality, materiality. Number two, other than only you can change number two. Number two is the origin of, noble truth of the origin of suffering, Samudaya Siddha. So without discerning Dukkha Siddha, if you discern Samudaya Siddha, you cannot understand. After discerning Dukkha Siddha, if you discern Samudaya Siddha, at that time only you will understand, probably.
最重要的呢，你应该先了解这个土地啊，土地也就是无取蕴，也就是名色究竟名色法。那么要先了解土地呢，你才能够观这个极地。所以如果没有先了解这个土地呢，要观这个极地呢，比较困难。
Any question?
Understand the
material,
you can go direct analyzing
it, or you have to base on the jhana.
Based on jhana is better,
but if you practice 4 elements meditation, systematically, that 4 elements meditation also can produce excess concentration. That excess concentration also the foundation for, can be the foundation for vipassana insight. So you can directly also practice 4 elements meditation, no much problem. But if we compare both, who practice samatha jhana, who practice only just 4 elements meditation, concentration is not safe. Because 4 elements meditation, meditation can produce only excess concentration. Some samatha meditation such as anapana meditation can produce up to 4 jhana.
Absorption, concentration. 那如果你比较一个修四大分别观和一个修常静的安止定的人呢，四大分别观能够达到定型性，那他的定义没有这么透彻。那修那个安止定的人呢，他能够达到四常，那个定义是非常深的。我说，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每一个人，每
Poorly means meditation is light, also very strong. But for some meditators, it is very weak.
But 这个光叫做智慧之光，但是有的人的智慧之光比较弱，有的比较强。
But Samatha Jhana, usually Anabana Bodh Jhana or any Samatha Bodh Jhana. That Bodh Jhana produces Satsang powerful light. So with the assistance of that light, if you practice four elements meditation, you can clearly understand four elements meditation.
但是呢因为大家那个定型定的光呢不一定强，有的人是很强，但是有的人很弱，但是如果你是修这个定常的四常呢，按着定呢你可以达到四常，这四常的光是非常的强的，通过这个强的光呢你再来修四大分别光呢你可以很清楚的了解这个四常。
Has a question for if someone discerns one's own body, reach to a transparent body, for example, can see one's bone or the inside inner organ of the body. What should he do? What should he do?
Especially Anabana of the foot.
He already sees. He already sees his body transparent and also can see the bone and see the organ.
Maybe better way is my understanding. This is for those who have anaparami only. Such persons, if they practice anabana very quickly, they can enter jhana. Based on that jhana, if they give some four elements systematically, they very soon they can see this transparent body. Quickly they can see transparent body. This is one. Another is, based on this anabana jhana, if they descend the dikupas, they can clearly see. Because of their parami, maybe they can see these bones and internal organs. If they break this four image meditation, they can see also transparent body. You should again.
Where this light of wisdom comes from the mind or from the body, then this light of wisdom can lead us to where?
Origination of the light of wisdom is mind, concentrated mind. Especially jhana concentration can produce many uncountable kalapas, small particles. These kalapas are called mind-produced kalapas, chirija kalapas. If we analyze these kalapas, in each kalapa there are 8 types of materiality. Among 8 types, there is color. That color is bright, transparent.
这个禅让的心呢可以产生很多色聚，这种色聚叫做心生色，就是必须佛光色相位之处，这个色呢就是它的呢是非常亮的。
Combination of these kalapas, in each kalapa there is light, color, That color is bright. Combination of these colors, brightness, as a mess, as a completeness, vegetation can see. This is one type. Another is each mind produce that those mind produce kalapas. Yes, fire element tejo. That tejo fire element is called temperature. That temperature also can produce uncountable generation kalapas.
在每个新生设计里面呢，又有火、地、水、火、风那个火，这个火呢也是可以产生很多设计。那设计里面有颜色，有那个色。
In those temperature produce clubs, in each club there is also color. That color also bright.
那个产生很多色，那色也是很亮的，就识别生色，不只是新生设计，识别生。
Combination of these two types of kalapas, color, mind produce kalapas, color in, temperature produce kalapas, color. These two types of colors are become light. This is light is called the light of wisdom.
这两个就是新生设计的色跟识别生设计的色加起来呢。
Can it change color? For example, in the beginning it's gray color, then slowly change to yellow color.
Can we change depending on concentration? But my meaning is not yet finished. When your concentration decreases, then color will become bright. When your concentration develops further, then color will become bright. But mind produced glabrous color is only internally, not externally. But temperature produce kalapas kala is both internally and externally.
The other phenomenon is when I was meditating in the somehow I just feel I heard a very big wind sound, just like I was flying in the sky. I feel my body was floating in the air. What should I do? What should I expect in this kind of situation? To continue to discern breath or just ignore it, but if the wind comes bigger and bigger, what should I do?
What meditation subject that he is practicing? What meditation subject?
Just the meditation, just the steps of
One possible way is your concentration develops further, other than you may feel dry. Because of this dry, your body is floating. This is also one possible way. But now you do not know anything. This is only you are going up my
sleep. Actually, it's a very still on this, very minor.
Yes, it's okay. This is
minor, but clear. So it's very big.
No problem. No problem. Second breath is better. No problem. If you be concentrated thoroughly, then you should neglect this floating body. You should just focus only breath. It is very good. No, thank you very much. Let us start today.
Okay, last question. Just a general question.
You can see through yourself. So what's the purpose?
People can see through
yourself.
It will help you take care of your
house,
or you can see through yourself.
No problem, no problem. Concentrated mind can see this nature.
The purpose, what's the purpose for one to see through the body? What is the purpose?
Or to understand our body, to remove attachment to our body. We must see our body's true nature. In our body, there is ultimate materiality and ultimate mentality. If we understand this ultimate mentality and materiality, we must contemplate the as nature, dukkha, anatta. Impermanent, separate in non-self. When you are contemplating, when we are contemplating in this way, you can remove attachment temporarily. To destroy this attachment only, we are practicing this samatha in vipassana. Maybe if there is no, as soon as they rise, they very, very quickly rise in the same way. At the time, meditator will understand this nature, impermanent nature. At the time, he will not see, there is I, there is he, there is she. If there is no I, there is no he, there is no she, then slowly attachment will decrease day by day. One day, when his insight knowledge becomes mature, and then that part in fruition knowledge will rise. That part in fruition knowledge will realize Nibbana. That part knowledge will destroy these confinements stage by stage. And then that only dissolution of confinements or text will arise. If all confinements cease completely without Ramayana, then he will get Raha. One day, he will take Pranivana, final sensation, and then that he will escape from the Dhamma Vipassana.
Pastor,
when
you你可以证到道跟果，这道果呢取涅槃为所缘。那不同的道的层次呢，我们有虚陀含道果、出果、二果三果。不同道的层次呢，它可以断掉不同的烦恼。到最后呢，通过阿罗汉道智呢，你可以断掉所有的烦恼，你这个灭掉所有的邪了。当这个灭掉之后呢，你就脱离了整个生死轮回的苦。
You will be complete health will
arrive.
Now you have five aggregates These five aggregates are always Buddha called disease. If there are no five aggregates there, we can say your heart is complete.
Punya bagan
Labandu
Sama.